Hi, everybody. Recruiting Animal here on April 1st, April Fool's Day. It's just ending. Don't worry, but we're going to extend it another hour, April 1st, 2009. And I want to know if you're ready to hear from me, because here I come. I was on Twitter the other day, and I was talking to a guy named Scotty Allen, and he told me that his Zen master told him to do the opposite of whatever he told him to do. He was talking about Zen, and we ended up talking about Seinfeld and how it was a show about nothing, because being about nothing, that's very Zen. At least that's what Scotty said. So I told Scotty, hey, I got a show too, and my show is more Zen than anything. And he said, hey, Animal, what's it about? And I said, it's a show about nothingness. Now, you might not be well-versed in the Eastern philosophy, so I'm going to explain just what I mean. You ask yourself right now, what's the most important part of a cup? You know, a cup like you have tea in. And here's the answer. Here's the Zen answer. It's not the sides of the cup, and it's not the bottom of the cup. It's the empty space in between, because that's where you put your drink. So listen to this. Once you fill that cup with tea or coffee, and you drink all you can, you don't just leave the leftovers in the cup. You gotta empty it so you can use it again. I'm right, obviously. But here's another question. What's the most important part of your mind? Your brain? No! It's the empty space in between your ears. And you can fill it up with ideas today, but tomorrow, those ideas are going to be old ideas. So you got to get rid of them, or you won't have any room for any new ideas. And the old ones, they're going to go flat, just like ginger ale. So what do you have after you let those ideas go? I'm going to tell you, you got a state of emptiness, a state of mindlessness when the ideas are coming in one ear and they're going right out the other. And that, my friends, is a state of spiritual liberation because, listen, nothingness is freedom from somethingness. Nothingness is freedom from somethingness. That is very Zen, and that's our goal on this show, nothingness. And we got our own Jerry Albright, and Maureen Sherub. She's obviously Elaine. I think the work farce, who doesn't call in anymore, he might be Kramer. And obviously, I'm George Costanza, the Zen master of all time. But let me ask you this. I'm asking a lot of questions today. Are you ready to be non-attached? Are you ready to enter a realm of total freedom? Are you ready to become a Teflon frying pan to which nothing sticks at all? If so, get ready to hear a really big flush as we clear your mind on the recruiting Animal Show! Hey, that was fast. You know, I don't like the way that ends too suddenly. I'm not going to use it again. Craig Fisher, are you here?
I am here.
Good. Craig Fisher is our guest. You're scaring me, Craig. You don't sound energized. I had a fight with my last guest about that. Pump it up, pal.
All right, I'll do my best.
Okay. Are you on a headset or a handset?
I am on a handset.
Okay. How did you get the name Fish Dogs? Let me just say, we're going to introduce Craig. His website is fishdogs.com. How'd you get the name Fish Dogs? Tell us right now.
Fish Dogs was a nickname in college. Actually, Fish Dog was a nickname in college. And when I went to save the URL and buy that back in the late 90s, Fish Dog was taken. So I just made it plural, and it's Fish Dogs, and here I am.
Okay, but you didn't tell us why they called you Fish Dogs in college. Isn't that the normal, natural thing to explain?
when your name is Fisher, you get called Fish this, Fish that, Fish everything.
Yeah, but there is such a thing as a fish dog, isn't there?
There is such a thing as a fish dog, yes.
Yeah, what's a fish dog? Want to tell us?
Well, I'm not really sure what you're referring to, but in my experience, a fish dog is a very social animal.
Oh, is it? What's the logic there?
Well, you know, fish travel in schools, dogs travel in packs. They like to be together. They like
to
socialize.
You know what? I never heard that before. We got some guys from the South on the show right now. Anybody ever hear that? Fish dogs? I think everybody's open.
Are you talking about a dogfish?
Not a dogfish, a fish dog.
What are you talking about, like a hot dog made out of fish?
That's what I thought it was, Harry. That's what I thought it was. I think it's fish that scoop like bears. They scoop the fish out of the water or something. Anyway, let's just leave that behind, okay? It's not that interesting. It's a good name, but it's really not exciting. Tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you? You're in Grapevine, Texas. Grapevine, Texas.
That's right.
Where is that?
Grapevine is just outside of Dallas on Grapevine Lake. It's a beautiful
place. Can everybody hear this guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a bit light on my end. But anyway, go ahead. It's just outside Dallas. Is it a suburb of Dallas or a separate bedroom community?
Yeah, it's a bedroom community. It's a suburb that's sort of between Dallas and Fort Worth, just north of DFW Airport.
Now, how long have you lived there? You don't have a Texas accent.
I've been in Texas since 1990, but I'm originally from the Midwest. I'm from Tulsa.
That's
Oklahoma. Yeah.
You don't have an accent. Anyway, we'll leave that. Tell us about your company. You are a recruiter, and your company is called A-List Solutions. What's the website?
It's alistsolutions.com, just spelled straight out, no dashes or anything.
Okay, and you're the co-founder, is that right?
I am the co-founder and one of the principals of the company, and it's a small boutique recruiting firm, and we do staffing for all sorts of
You know what?
Companies.
You better shout a bit, okay?
Okay.
Shout.
We do mostly technology, IT staffing, and executive search.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell us a little more. When was the last time you fought with your partner?
We fight all the time.
Partnership is terrible, isn't it?
It's tough, yes, of course.
Yeah, what did you fight about?
It keeps you honest.
We don't know. What did you fight about last?
Hey,
turn off that phone, anybody. What did you fight about? Come on.
You know, I don't know if we necessarily fight. He is sort of the foil to anything that I bring up.
Okay, you don't want to tell us. I understand. How many people work in your company? Just you and him?
It's just he and I. Yes.
Okay.
And then any consultants we have on billing at the time who are doing.
Okay, conference. And your niche is IT. Is that what you said?
That's right.
What's your education?
I graduated with a BA from the University of Oklahoma with a focus in advertising.
Advertising. Okay, let me just ask you something straight up, because I think this is interesting. Do you think a recruiter needs an education?
Well, not necessarily. I think a recruiter has to have the desire to do that job, though. And education is not required, no.
Okay, good. Okay, so, I just pressed the wrong button here. Okay, so I'm going to introduce the people who've come to listen to you today right on the show.
All right.
Area code 817, who are you? 817, you don't have to say. I'll give you a few seconds more. Okay, you're out. Let's
see. That
could
be me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, why didn't you say so? Welcome. Area code 570.
You've got to be on the ball for this, man.
What'd you say?
I said you got to be on the ball for this.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're right.
Like
can
if somebody says 260, I know that's me.
Okay, so Jerry.
260.
Yeah, Jerry Albright, verbalsummary.com.
That's me. Hi, everybody. Hi, Craig.
Do you have a question for this guy yet?
Good.
Do you have a question for him yet, Jerry?
No.
Okay. You know what? The stupid Skype thing is coming up on my screen. Oh, can you hear that? Okay, Erico 570, you want to say hi? 570.
Hi.
Is this Carla?
This is.
Hi, Carla.
Carla Porter, you have to say your name. Jerry just said, wake up.
This is Carla Porter. Hi.
Hi. Now, Carla, where are you? Can I tell people what's new in your life right now? Because I know there's something new. I just don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Yes, it's out in the open. I'm in Pennsylvania, by the way.
Right. Okay, you got a new job, right?
I did. I got a new job.
Yes, I'm not telling your boss that by announcing it on the show, right? What do you do now? What's your title? Fast, please.
Currently, I'm a recruiter.
Oh, you're a recruiter? I thought you were an HR person who sorted out problems in companies.
Well, I sub on that end, you know, when people come flying in my office with their emergency issues.
I didn't know recruiters have to handle that. Thank you for calling in. First-time caller, Carla with a K, Porter. Last thing, you have a website?
No.
What's your Twitter address?
Carla with a K underscore Porter.
Very nice. Thank you, Carla. Mm-hmm. Harry F. Joyner, themarketinghandhunter.com. Haven't been here for a while. Welcome back to the show.
Greetings, everybody.
Do you have a question for this guy yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. I actually put a link to one of Harry's articles on Twitter this morning, and it was like, I wouldn't call it an avalanche, but it got 75 hits in a half an hour. That's the best thing I've ever put on Skid. That's the best response I've ever had. Congratulations, Harry.
Well, it's pretty funny because if those people are recruiters, then my Twitter feed isn't open to recruiters.
Okay, they're not recruiters. They were
sucks.
Career
so
coaches.
They, just,
they
like,
were resume
went
writers
there, and they
and
got
career
stopped
coaches.
Out. Well, you have to be a follower of my blog or of my Twitter feed to be able to read the tweets.
Yeah,
and
oh,
so
they were reading me. They were reading mine. Hey,
right.
Okay, don't wreck
Too
the
much
show.
Work.
Don't wreck the show. Area code 401. Who are you? Do you want to say hi?
Hey, Craig, Dave Graziano.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
Good. Glad you're here.
I like this guy's accent. He's my new Twitter friend. He's going to be a guest in the future. Dave, do you have a website or a blog you'd like to announce at this point?
I have a blog that Craig was helpful with, DavidGrazianoStaffing.com.
Uh-huh.
All one word, David Graziano Staffing.
Okay, good. Okay, now, Craig, we're going to talk about the business value of social media, right? Your blog, fishdogs.com, it's mainly about the importance of using social media for business. Am I right?
Yes.
And you'll say things on that blog. You've got the nerve to say a lot of people swear by the results they are seeing from Twitter. Let me ask you right off, what does that mean? Because, Craig, we've got a guy in this show, I just introduced him, Jerry Albright, and his opinion, and he's one of the leading gurus right now in social media. His opinion is that I won't use the kind of language JD uses on his site, but you're wasting time. When you're on Twitter, when you're on these networks, you're wasting time. You could be on the phone. I'm going to quote Jerry Albright. I wish I could make a living out of social media. That's my dream. But so far, none of the checks have come in. You know what, Craig? I agree with this guy. You aren't going to make any money out of social media unless maybe it's from LinkedIn. Because LinkedIn, that's just a free resume bank. Your turn.
I totally agree with you, 100%. Social media is not where you're directly going to make any money at all. LinkedIn is a much better resource for candidates right now, especially in the recruiting business, and probably for client leads as well. Twitter is a means to an end. It's a marketing tool, a place to brand yourself. And it's just a place to get better exposure, leads to your blog, that sort of thing.
Hold on a second, Craig. Craig, fish dog. Hey, you said a lot of people swear by the results they are seeing with Twitter. Just let me ask Jerry, my guru, what does that mean, Jerry? Does that sound like money to you?
Well, it sounds like... It could be. It's all relative. I mean,
yeah. No thanks. You know what?
If you only need to place one person a year, I'm sure you could scrounge somebody up on any of this stuff, and maybe that's all some people need.
Okay, let's ask Craig what he means.
I'll tell you exactly the thing about Twitter that is good for small businesses, especially and companies like mine that are relatively new. You can get some buzz going quickly, some exposure if you do it right. And it's a place that you can sort of send people who you're trying to lure as clients to say, hey, take a look at some of the things that I'm writing there. You'll be interested in some of these things. There's
yeah, how many clients have you got from Twitter?
So far, three. It's
I don't
bad.
Believe it.
I mean, you know,
tell us about it. Tell us about it. Come on.
Give us their names.
Well,
I'm just kidding, Craig.
There's a great guy named Lee Hargrave who works for a company called CTI who has already given me three recs just because we've become friends on Twitter and actually met at a tweet up. And if Lee's out there somewhere, hello, Lee, you're good. I appreciate you. And that's
okay,
just.
Okay, how did you meet that guy on Twitter? I want to hear this story. This is the first case. I think Carla's got a case, though, right? Carla?
Carla does have a case from Twitter.
Oh, not your turn. Not your turn. I want to hear the details on this one from Craig. How did you start talking to this guy? How did you meet him on Twitter? Tell us the blow-by-blow.
I think, actually, the first time I met him was at a tweet-up, believe it or not, which, you know, I know you feel probably the same way about networking functions as I do, that they're not really very much value, but these tweet-ups are a little different. And I met him there and his wife as well, and we followed each other after that on Twitter because I told him that, hey, look, I'm in the staffing business, and I write about how to improve your career and move up in the world and how to hire better, things like that. He thought that was interesting, and he's followed me ever since and has been, you know, very helpful. I mean, he's retweeted a lot of my stuff and comments a lot. He's a good guy, and that's just
okay, what,
that's what
he
did on Twitter.
What does he do? What does he do?
He's a senior manager in technology.
You don't have to say the name.
Yeah.
So he's a manager. He's an IT manager, senior manager, right?
That's right.
And he came by coincidence to the same little meeting. How many people were at that meeting?
There was probably 40 or 50 people there.
Really? From Twitter in Dallas. So everybody in Dallas Twitter came there. Is that right?
Well, no, actually, that's a normal turnout, and it's different people every time. I mean, you see some of the same faces, but different companies will sponsor, so you'll get different different areas.
Companies sponsor it? Who put it together?
Yeah.
Who put it together?
Partners, yeah. This time was an advertising and marketing firm called Maroque.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That one was, yeah, and Travelocity was one of them, too.
Okay. So you were there, you met this guy, and he's giving you business. Who are the other two?
Who's the other one that we got recently? I'm asking my
partner. Oh, he's got to talk to somebody sitting behind him.
Oh, he's just sitting right here.
Well, it's Carla's turn. Carla, come on. You sit on the back bench for a second, Craig. Tell us your story, and it better be good.
Or we're going to eat you alive.
All right. Yeah, I find that there's a lot of buzz in my local area. Twitter is growing, and I simply just, you know, did some good searches through Twitter with a zip code radius within 10, 15 miles of my zip code, and looked out for people who were mentioning the word job. I typed in some keywords, found people who were either job hunting, not happy with their job, complaining about their boss, and I started communication with them, and I ended up with you know, a few candidates a couple of job orders ago and ended up with a hire. It wasn't difficult at all, to be honest with you, and I don't know if it was, you know, just stroke of luck or if that's just the way it is, but...
Okay, so let's just walk through that. You went to twittersearch.com or whatever it is, right?
Exactly.
And you put in your zip code? That works?
Yes.
Why do we have to enter our area codes or zip codes in when we register for Twitter? Is that part of the...
No, not at all, but you're... You know, when you're doing if you go in the advanced search, there's a place where you can put in any zip code.
Okay, so you got the smarter, the more advanced users doing that, right?
Yes.
I'm not an advanced user, I guess, because I don't think I've got my postal code in there. Anyway, so that's how you did it. You didn't put in Pennsylvania. Where are you, in Philadelphia?
No, I'm in northeastern Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton area.
Oh, is that where the hillbillies are or something like that? Or
Yes.
Dunder Mifflin's there.
You got it. The Office.
I love that show.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah,
okay,
no,
so
I just went in. I put in my terms. I put in my zip code, and I put in a radius that I wanted to search because I was looking only for local candidates for this particular
job. And what
job.
Kind of person did you hire?
I actually hired a tech-savvy individual.
Uh-huh. Well, good for you.
All
That's
right.
quite a story. Now, Craig, have you woken up yet? Did you remember, Craig?
What's that?
The other two people, come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I did.
Is your mom sitting there? I forgot, it's not his wife, it's his mom sitting with him. Go ahead. You can put her on if you want.
There's a regional urgent care company that actually a friend of mine is the COO of, and he had no idea really what I did for a living. I knew him in high school, and we talked on Facebook, and he started following me on Twitter and found out that I tweeted all these great things about hiring, and he said, and he sent me a direct message at one point and said, hey, listen, we need to hire a whole bunch of people. And that's been a real boon as well. I mean, the first position that they gave me was a marketing director job. And I got most of my candidates from Twitter. It was great.
You got your candidates from Twitter? Let's hear that, because this was really – the contact was partly from Twitter, but you knew this guy in high school. You connected again on Facebook and then continued the process on Twitter. How did you recruit the people on Twitter? And I'm going to ask Carla that as well, but you first now. How did you recruit the people on Twitter?
You really don't have to do much. I mean, if you've got a good group of people following you, you've targeted people who are in a position to refer people. For instance, I target a lot of people who are in interactive development, marketing, design, things like that, as well as project managers. These people will help you. They'll turn around and refer people that they know who are, you know, looking for a job and good at a job. And
how many followers do you have?
Around 3,500.
3,500? How'd you get those, that many?
Well, you know, the first 1,000 was tedious work, believe it or not. And then after that, it just sort of steamrolled. When you tweet out a lot of stuff that people retweet, their friends see it, you know, even if they're not following you. And if they like what they see, they'll start following you.
I better put out hairy stuff because it seemed to get a better reaction than anything I put out myself. So I don't believe that. You know why? Because after I got to about 1,000 followers, I started getting all kinds of porn people and bondage people linking to me and chicks with no website addresses and all the same. You know, every one of them had the same stuff on their Twitter boards. They've been putting out the same stuff. They were obviously a syndicate of some sort. You get more garbage people coming to you. And by
totally,
garbage, I mean irrelevant. Don't you find that?
Totally true. And the thing about that is most of those people are spammers and Internet marketers, and they will unfollow you once you've followed them, even if you accidentally follow them. You can figure it out because you can go back later and use MyTweeples or even just the Twitter application on the website that will show you who has unfollowed you that you're following. And you just unfollow those people. You wait a few days, because if you followed people and you want to make sure they get to follow you back, you don't want to unfollow them too quickly. But if you wait a few days, you'll pretty much have most
okay, but
people
you, with those guys, you want to get rid of them. I know we're going off on a tangent, but you don't have to unfollow people who don't follow you. I mean, there might be people a lot more interesting than you are that you want to follow. You don't really care if you follow them, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, there are lots of people that I follow that I know will never probably follow me back, and it doesn't matter because I like what they send out.
Okay. Now, when you approach somebody on Twitter for the job, or do they approach you, or do you approach them?
Well, it's interesting. There are a couple of ways to do it, and one way is to just post your job, you know, and you want to make sure you have a link to a good job description when you do that. But when you post your job, if you do it at the right time of day, you'll get lots of people referring people directly to you. And I got emails for 2 weeks. I put my email address there on the job description that I linked to. And I got emails for 2 weeks from people saying, hey, I heard about this job on Twitter. Are you still, you know, trying to hire
me? And when you say you link to it, there's room for one URL, one domain name under your own name in the bio, right? So you put up a link to the job there instead of to your website? Is that what you're saying?
No, I put the link on the tweet that I sent out.
Yeah, but the tweet disappears in a few minutes. It goes down, right?
But people retweet it.
How often?
A lot. And it's
you
funny
know, your experience on Twitter is very different than mine. Did you approach anybody directly? Did you go headhunting on Twitter? No,
yes,
it doesn't sound like it.
Yes, I did, actually. There were
How'd
a couple
you do that?
Of people that you can use applications like Twello and there are a few others that will give you some really good insight as to what certain people in geographical areas have on their bio on Twitter. So
Twello,
can,
Twello.com.
Llow, I think.
It's
okay.
Twello, Twollow.
Is that what it is, Twello? Yeah. It's,
Twello?
It's like a Yellow Pages for Twitter.
Yes. You can also use hashtags, too.
Yeah.
You can also use hashtags, and you can take a look at the hashtag is the old-fashioned special interest group. Jerry Albright, I'm sure you remember those. And you can headhunt people that way.
Okay,
you can
Dave, I'm in charge. I'm going to ask some more questions, but we got some geniuses here. We got Jerry and Harry. Jerry and Harry, they're both social media gurus. Do you have any questions before I go ahead?
Don't ask me anything.
Harry, you got anything to say yet?
No, I'm just kind of taking it all in.
Okay, so back to Dave Graziano for a second. I like that name. Sounds like you're a boxer, like Rocky Marciano, okay? And you got a bit of an accent that goes good with the name, too. So listen, when you're using those hashtags, so people who don't know anything, I don't know if they're listening to the show, but you got the number sign, that's the hash mark, and then you put a term next to it that turns it into a searchable tag, right?
Correct.
Okay, so tell us, how do you use that to recruit people on Twitter?
Let's say that you wanted to find Java with Java people, hashtag Java, see what's going on in the Java world. And I think one thing that and I learned this from Craig early on, was listening to that community for a little while, maybe for just a day before you start poking around in that particular community is paramount. This stuff is just one tool. Twitter is just one tool. It's one weapon that you have in your arsenal. Nothing will ever replace the telephone or the personal meeting.
Okay. I didn't ask you to make a speech. I just want to find out. So you're using...
My point, of course, before I go lost, Animal, that's all.
Yeah, okay. The point is that I didn't realize this. You're using the search function on Twitter a lot. You guys, if you join a group, the first thing you do maybe in the morning is go to the Twitter search and put in, you know, hashtag Java or hashtag whatever it is community you want to hang out with, right?
Sure.
Yes, sure. It sounded like a question. Is that what you're telling us to do?
I'm saying that that's one way it can be done, yes.
You can follow that easily in TweetDeck. You can have a whole row for just that, and TweetDeck.
A whole row of what? What do you mean a row?
In TweetDeck, you have columns that go across your screen.
Oh,
right?
So I don't use TweetDeck. You recommend it?
I totally recommend TweetDeck. It's essential, if you ask me.
Come on, Animal.
Do you use it?
Yeah. Even I use TweetDeck.
Okay. It's a great tool. It makes everything simple.
Okay.
Yeah, because then you can just be running constant searches, and anything that comes up in there, it just you don't have to sort it out every single time.
Okay, so you use TweetDeck, and you're searching on TweetDeck, and you can watch what's happening in a bunch of different groups at the same time, right?
That's right, including the most popular topics on a certain subject.
Okay, so what tags do you use? Do you search on a regular basis?
For me?
Yeah.
Projectmanagement.net,
yep.
Things like
so,
that.
No. So if you have hashtags, project management, that long word, that's the tag?
You can do project management. You can do project-management, _management. There's hashtags for all that stuff. I found hashtags for project manager. There's a whole community of project managers out there that...
Why don't these guys consolidate the hashtags? Why should there be half a dozen hashtags for the same topic?
Someone should do that, actually. They'd make a lot of money, maybe.
Yeah, they wouldn't make any money. But Harry, for instance, he's the e-commerce guy. And so, yeah, he's close. But he should search hashtag e-commerce. Is that right?
Sure.
Sure. You know, be confident. When you mean it. Don't say sure like it's a question. I find that confusing, okay?
Well, there's not necessarily a hashtag for everything all the time, but there's a huge hashtag for e-commerce, yes.
Okay, we got a guy here who's now a new hashtag specialist. He just showed up. He heard what we're talking about, so he's got to tell us about his deal. Go ahead, JD.
How's it going?
Fine. You
Did
want
you
to tell us about
bye?
No, I said fine. Do you want to tell us about splits?
I didn't call about that. I just saw you put up a post and I'm dialing in.
Okay, I'm going to tell people for his sake. I know he'll tell us later. Jason Davis, he's got splits.org and #, splits. If you wanna do a split with another recruiter, you put #, splits and then the details of what you're looking for. And there's a whole school of people doing searches on that. And if you go to splits.org, he's created with Miles. What's Miles' last name? Hunter?
Jennings.
Jennings?
Standish.
Okay. Yeah, Miles Jennings. Yeah,
yes.
He and Miles put together this little machine that does it for you. You just have to press buttons. If you're an idiot, you don't have to worry what the standard tags are. In fact, they sort of got a bunch of them for you. Need a guy, have a guy. I'm nothing specific. I'm just here to do splits if anybody wants to talk to me. So he's the genius behind splits.org. But it's the same idea as you guys are talking about for doing your own headhunting.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happened. I learned about these hashtags, and I went on to Twitter search, and I did a search for the word splits. And, I mean, there was stuff about, you know, ballerina splits and banana splits and ballerinas eating bananas while doing
mm-hmm.
splits and all, you know, all of that stuff. And then I did a search
for... Can you send
that
link to me?
Sorry?
No.
Yeah, I'll send that to you, Jerry. and I did a search for hash splits, and there was not one single instance of that. And, you know, that's a real well-known term for recruiters who do business together. And I just thought, wow, you know, this would be a great way to do it. But it's going really, really well. But I think the idea is that if you can motivate a certain segment of the industry to be able to use it without actually having to interact with Twitter, and just use Twitter as the backbone that deals
with
the person.
Yeah, okay, I didn't ask you to make a speech either. I gave you your chance, and you said you didn't want to say anything.
Well, you
for
started
dummies.
Talking about it. Listen,
okay,
how come this happens
for,
every time we get on the phone together?
For people who don't know anything about Twitter, go to splits.org. JD set it up so you can be ignorant, stupid, whatever, and you just have to press some, you know, buttons, and it does it for you. I said that already, JD. I gave you your, you know, three
All
minutes.
Right. All right. So you're saying I should go now, right?
You don't have to go. Just leave splits.org on the corner for a minute. This Craig's the guest.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. I have to announce something. Chuck Westbrook has written in. He said he's listening to the show, and I didn't understand Carla, or Carla was wrong, one or the other. He says Twitter knows everybody's zip code based on their ISP. It's automatic. You don't have to worry about it. You search that. You can search the zip code. Everybody's zip code is registered. Okay?
I just searched my zip code, and I did not find anybody.
Okay, well, Chuck Westbrook, talk to him, not to me. That's his. He's on Twitter. Chuck Westbrook, that's his name.
Okay,
so let's go back to Craig. I mean, the guy is a guest. I'm going to have to bring him on just again sometime just because, you know, he's not getting a chance to talk. So, Craig, did we say anything? Do you want to just tell us who the third person you recruited? Well, was that a good search as well?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. That turned out to be a client within.
Can I put you on hold for a sec? Carla?
Yes.
Did you have anything else to tell us about your Twitter search, your Twitter recruiting? I just thought, did I tell you to be quiet a few minutes ago? I'm not sure if I shut you up, and I wanted to give you another chance.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. No, I don't think you shut me up. It was, no, I don't have anything else to say. I think it's a, I have to agree with everyone else that it is a tool. It is one out of your toolbox. And
you can't become, like Jerry would say, you can't become a Twitter recruiter. But I got to tell you, this guy already did three. Was that this year? Three placements this year from Twitter? Craig?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's,
you know,
a lot. Jerry, that's not bad, Jerry, is it?
No, that's fantastic. I like it.
Aren't you shocked?
Can I ask a question?
I don't know if I'm shocked.
Okay, so those three placements, were those made because you identified the people you found on Twitter or based on your own
JT,
Twitter?
You
no,
up.
No, this is about
– no, late.
No. No, it's a valid question. Or did they find you based on your Twitter strategy?
Well,
we already went through that. I'll cut you off if you keep at it. We already discussed that, okay?
It was a little both.
I've got a show here. The answer was listen to the show, the recording, after the show. He's going to tell us in a second. Carla, one more question. Why do you spell your name with a K? Are you Hungarian or something? Are you Hungarian?
No, I'm not, but my parents did that to me.
Okay. Okay, but you could change it to a C. I mean, it's allowed, you know. You're an adult now. Anyway, so tell us about your last placement, Craig. I didn't know this was going to be about Twitter recruiting, but I'm finding it interesting. That's a huge compliment. You and Dave Graziano and Carla have experience. Go ahead.
the last deal came from a client that was actually, I'd done business with this client already, but a manager within the client in a different group that I didn't know anything about had been following me on Twitter and recommended that they bring me in to help recruit an ERP analyst for a new deal they were starting up. And that turned into a placement as well. It was a nice big permanent placement that we did with that group.
Okay. Love now, it. How did you handle that one? Tell us the details so JD gets his answer.
Well, I went in to meet with the guy. They called me. I went in to meet with the guy, and he said, "Yeah, I've been following you on Twitter, and that's why I thought you'd be good for this." And I said, "Well, that's pretty amazing. How many people do you follow?" He said, "Seven." I said, "I'm one of the seven people you follow on Twitter?" "Yeah. But I really like the stuff that you send out. You seem to know what you're talking about as far as recruiting goes, and you seem to know a lot of people, and I think this would be, a strategic deal for you. And this ERP effort that we're doing is going to rely a lot on..."
Yeah, but how are you conducting the search? That's what I'm asking you now. Tell it. Spell it out so Jason gets his answer.
Oh, how did I conduct the search? Yeah. Well, from that point on, I actually did put out a tweet about needing an ERP analyst for that position, and I got some good candidates there, but the candidate that I ended up with came from one of the job boards.
Uh-oh. You didn't make it from there. Lie exposed. Sorry. I wish I had a buzzer.
The client came from Twitter. That was the point. Yeah.
The client came from Twitter. Okay, but so Jason, he put out – are you still there, JD?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, he put out a tweet, and he got some responses. Did anybody but he's got a network of people who, they're like a conveyor belt. They retweet his tweets. Did they do that for you on this?
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay,
nice,
and did you go to Hashmark ERP and why not?
No. There wasn't really any need because before I go following people and try to attract the right people, I see what I get back from the network first. I mean, I'd rather have people referred to me than recruit them every time. I mean, that's recruiting 101. Referrals are way better, way easier to deal with than trying to go recruit somebody cold.
They're not always good.
They're not always good, no, but it's a time saver.
Okay.
It's all about your time in this business.
Okay, now, Jason, do you have another question to ask him? Did you get it?
Well, that was just one. That was one out of three. I'm interested in maybe the other two.
You'll listen to the other two. We talked about it. Harry Joyner, still with us?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hey, Harry.
Have you ever done any of this?
I actually had a prospect call me and say they had subscribed to my Twitter feed. It didn't go anywhere, but...
Okay, but you haven't recruited anybody yet on Twitter, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, and you're a specialist in e-commerce, so your people, your clientele, your market, they're on Twitter. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say for the most part. I mean, what's happening with me in Twitter is that I'm using Twitter to drive members to my LinkedIn and Facebook groups. That's
exactly
really the purpose of that. So when somebody... subscribes joins my Facebook group or joins my LinkedIn group, then I get their email address and the rest is history. So, I'm just looking for ways to like lure people into my e-marketing sort of tool set, and that's what I do. So,
okay, what are your results with how many people have joined your groups from Twitter?
I'm ballparking. I would say probably 250.
You're kidding. You know what? People must hate me. I got 2,000 followers. I never get any responses like that.
No. Well, okay. Now, I've got like, 1,400 followers on Twitter. So, but I don't think I really need a lot of numbers, It's one of those things where
you need numbers. It's all about numbers. Now, I just want to ask Craig and Dave, if Harry, the e-commerce guy...
You just got an eye roll there, by the way. I know
I don't care.
I don't care.
Listen, you can't see me. I don't care.
I'm just envisioning this puppet head.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway...
Now, listen, I just want to ask these two experts before we move on. Carla, anybody else, MrSplits.org, he's welcome to chime in as well. If Harry was going to conduct, if he got a search and he wanted to pursue it on Twitter and he's an e-commerce specialist, Craig, what would you advise him to do? You like helping people. Go ahead. Help Harry, even though he hasn't asked for help and he seems rather blasé about the whole thing right now.
If he wanted to do a search.
Yeah, he's got a search. What's the last? Give us a title that you search for, Harry.
Online merchandising manager.
Okay, you could easily do hashtag merchandising.
You know what I would do? Can I jump
yeah,
in, Harry?
Go
my
ahead.
Long,
absolutely.
My longtime friend.
Yes. Yep. Lay it on me.
I would put a hashtag of either job or jobs, and then just put in a couple words.
Hold on just one second. I'm going to go to Twitter right now, and I'm going to
I'm on here. I'm on the search advanced search tab of Twitter right now.
That's the easier way to do it.
You can absolutely. There is a space for hashtag. You can put a hashtag in. You can put words. You can put phrases. You can select. Oh, and to clear up that zip code thing from before, it clearly asks you where you want to search near what place, and you can put in a city name or a zip code and with
okay.
and the distance.
All right, I got a question. This is all very beneficial. I'm actually going to learn something today. All right, so I'm at the Twitter.
Okay, so go to your Twitter account,
page.
Harry.
Okay,
Harry, go to your
I'm
Twitter
there.
Account and put in hashtag job or jobs.
Okay, time
either
out.
Either or both.
All right, hold on. First question. Is there a difference between advanced search and just regular search? I
yes.
mean, big difference. Okay, so should I get familiar with this advanced search function?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'm going to click on advanced search.
Yeah, hashtags
okay.
aren't even strictly necessary. They're just a shortcut.
Okay, so I'm going to – all right, I'm now at the advanced search page. Now what?
Yeah. Well, no, this is not what I was going to tell you to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go back to your –
let's do it two ways.
Go back to – no, I'm not saying he's going to look for it. This is how he can put it on that this is what he is looking for. So go to your main Twitter profile page.
Yes.
Type in hash job and or hash jobs.
Okay, so my main Twitter profile
like where
page.
You would put in where you would put in a post about something.
Yeah, okay.
Type in hash jobs or hash job or both. So they
right.
both
you're
come up.
Put this in as an update?
Yeah. And then you're going to put in a couple keywords, like a job title. So someone who is looking for a job, who uses the advanced search, if they want, they will type that in.
Okay, so
and then they will
jobs,
see.
Hash job, merchandising online.
Yeah, put a location.
Okay, gosh, Los Angeles, one word or two?
Whatever you want. Two words. And a couple keywords.
So really there's two approaches. One is to do a search for the candidate, and the other is to put out an update of the search that you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone
and,
else searches to find you.
Exactly, and it works like the widget we built for splits.org, and next week we'll have some of these other ones that you'll be able to do. It's really fascinating how this is going to unfold next week, but you'll be able to go and put all of this stuff in, the system will actually hashtag all this for you. So as opposed to recruiters looking for recruiters to do splits with, you will be able to pick and choose how you want to position your need, because really this just breaks it down to its most simplistic
okay, nobody
form, right?
That,
I need
some,
I need something or I have something.
All right, okay. I think I understand what JD's saying. Okay, so here's what I have, and I'm going to hit update here in a second. I just want to make sure I got this right. So I put hash jobs, no comma, right, space, hash job, no comma, just space, merchandising, space, online, space, Seattle.
Right, and maybe
and
you have a couple
gonna,
other keywords you
okay,
want to put
cool.
in.
Okay, cool. Now I'm going to hit update, and what happens?
Now when someone searches, I'm looking for a job for this, a lot, you know, it's getting out that you should use these hashtags. Someone will type in hash jobs or hash job in a couple keywords, and if yours match, you will come up. For instance, now if you go to Twitter search and do a search for hash jobs and just put Seattle. Did you say it's in Seattle?
Yeah, I just made it up.
So and you'll
sure.
and you'll see it and you'll see it come up.
All right, hold on. Hash
okay,
jobs.
I want to switch gears. Well, Harry, just finish this.
Hold on. Do you want your show to be any good? Let JD finish, okay?
So, Harry, so next week.
This is really helpful.
So, Harry, next week.
Pop it head.
Next week, you'll be able to go to hashjob.com.
Yes.
Because hashjobs is taken, and I'm still waiting to hear back if he'll sell me the domain name. You go to hashjob.com, and we will have a widget that you will be able to put all this stuff in and then click a button if it's a split placement and manage all of your needs and wants from a centralized place, but you don't have to. You can do it right from your Twitter page just like you're doing now.
That's going to be version 2.0, right?
Interesting.
Well, Jason?
Yeah, I don't know if it. Well, it yeah, 1.1.
Okay, look,
hey,
Harry, are you done yet? Harry, are you done?
I need
yeah,
say,
I'm done until
yeah,
I think
but,
of another question.
Yeah, but can Carla say something?
Go
yes.
ahead, Carla. I got something to say, too. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to suggest that there is one additional way that you could go about this. If you use the advanced Twitter search, you can also grab the feed for the query. So you can go ahead and do...
Oh, you're so smart. Look at this. Here's the RSS feed for HashJobSeattle.
Exactly. So if you
That's
could,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so you go ahead and grab that feed and throw it into Google Reader or throw it out. Like,
all right.
Say,
I'm no longer blasé about this.
I have like a master dashboard set up on iGoogle, you know, of all the things that I want feeds about. And
I do the
and
same thing.
You can throw that up there, and you'll never have to do the search again.
No kidding. Look
yeah.
at this. I just searched HashJobSeattle, and the RSS feed is like loaded with jobs.
Yeah.
Imagine
okay.
that, Harry.
Another thing you can do to verify your results, see if you're missing anything, is to create the Boolean string, throw it into Google, and see what happens.
That's right.
I got it. Really interesting.
The Twitter search, JD, correct me if I'm wrong, but the basic Twitter search engine works very much like Google, or it looks to me like it's built on top of Google's search engine.
It's actually faster than Google.
Yeah, I don't know, but the key about it is, like, I don't know if there's any other way to get input into Google other than through a web page that they index, right? But why this is better for connecting is, you know, if the people around a certain word know how to use it, around a certain hashtag use it, what you put in is what gets searched. So it's easy to control. So as long as the input matches the output, you can really find what you're looking for.
Okay, I got people sending me email. They say there's 10 minutes left in the show. Let the guest say something, okay?
Okay, I'm going to go. Bye.
Okay. So,
but you're,
so
you're left, though, hoping that people are out there looking for you, which is reactive versus proactively searching.
No, he said he does. Let me talk for a second, okay? Wait a second. Dave Graziano and Craig were going to tell Harry a different way. So you would have done it differently. Am I right from the start? JD showed him one way. You would have done it a different way. Am I right, Craig?
Yes. I like JD's way. There's nothing wrong with it, but I would have used the advanced search on Twitter first before
okay,
I
so
did.
Tell walk Harry through it now. Sorry, everybody. It's kind of slow, but you're going to get step-by-step results that I didn't know anything about. Harry, can we do it again?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Craig, walk them through it.
Okay. You're going to do go to search.twitter.com.
And I'm at the advanced search page, right?
Just
yeah,
let me
okay.
say hello to area code 815 and 817. Do you guys want to say hello to Craig while we're on? No? Okay.
No.
817's Craig, remember?
No, there's another. It's his mom or his wife. They've called in as well. And 815, next door neighbor.
No, okay, so this is great. I totally appreciate this. Okay, so I'm at the advanced search page. Very helpful, by the way. Thank you.
Yes, and you'd type in your keywords. You can do all the words at the top, merchandising in Seattle, but I just realized that that didn't get me really the results that I wanted.
It didn't get me good results either. So,
yeah,
I'm
so
gonna
do merchandising.
I'm going to go online retail. I mean, that's...
Or online retail, and then go down and near this place... And type in Seattle. And I would do
yeah.
within 30 miles or 50 miles because people in Seattle will travel to work.
Yeah, okay. I did 50 just for the sake of argument. Okay, great.
Yeah,
and, then,
and you get lots of results.
What the heck? With positive attitude, negative attitude, asking
oh, yeah.
a question.
It's,
do people
it's
actually say, no, I got a negative attitude?
It's if they've tweeted something about that, whether it's positive or negative.
Huh.
So you want to be
oh.
careful because if someone's speaking poorly about their employer or their job, I mean, that could be perceived as negative, but that may be someone you're looking at.
No,
I see a good candidate for you right here that I can send to you.
Well, okay, but mine, I
got no results.
All of these results, yeah, all of these words, online retail, I got no results, and I did 50 miles.
Okay, use merchandising rather than online.
Is it
retail.
Like Google, you know, where you can get different results than me based on where you are?
No.
You sure about that, Craig?
No, I'm not positive, but I don't think it is.
I'm okay. Positive. You don't. It's no. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all the same results. Doesn't matter what your network is.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I got a bunch of results that time.
There you go. Look at the one down at the bottom.
Yeah.
She looks great.
OP Nordstrom today worked my man. Okay. Interesting. Love merchandising. Huh.
Now here's what you do. You don't just recruit those people. You follow them. Okay. Then you send them a message. Then you tell them you're going to tweet this out. Please follow me back. And if they don't know, if they don't want the job themselves, to please retweet it to anyone they might know or ask for a referral.
All right, the lights are on. This is the best recruiting animal show ever. All right, I
so
totally
you send them the
Twitter.
Message with the at sign and their name, and they'll get it even though they're not following you.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do an at reply to them.
Okay.
Whether or not they're following you or not, you don't have
and
to do it.
Get it if they're okay. Cool.
I got a question
right.
for you guys. I couldn't get anybody to answer this question. Maybe you guys will know. Is there some setting that I can use to keep other people from seeing who my followers are?
No.
That's the problem with this whole thing.
I got it. So if I do a lot of work and I root out all of the merchandising people and all of the SEO people for online retail and everything, then anybody who wants to break into my space.
Yes.
Can just
but that's also the good thing. That's also the good thing for you about Twitter. You can do the same thing to other people who have a lot of followers in that market.
Well, let me suggest something. If you don't want your list to be out there so that other people can see it, well, why don't you just create your list in some other application?
Like Word or something.
And don't follow those people.
And don't follow them, but you can always send them a message.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but you want them following you, don't you? Or it's not necessary for them to follow you on a regular basis.
I see what she's saying. That's pretty damn smart, too.
You could create like a blog role, right?
I see Lauren Schaefer is a merchandising person in Seattle, so I can just copy her Twitter feed address in a Word document and say Lauren Schaefer, whatever, Seattle.
You can do that, or you can do that, or actually you can create a bookmark and you can just bookmark her page. And you might want to create a bookmark with a folder in your favorites for merchandising managers on Twitter. I don't know. And
very
you can bookmark
slick.
Their pages.
That's super slick.
The
Damn.
Other thing you can do to save time when you want to send out a message to all these people that you're not following and who are not following you, you can do multiple at replies. And if they're using any application other than just the Twitter website, they'll all get that message together.
Okay, so somebody out there on the call, search for #JobSeattle and see if my tweet came up. I couldn't get it to come up.
What's your Twitter name again?
Yeah,
what's my Twitter name? My Twitter name is e-commerce jobs, but theoretically that shouldn't be necessary, right? If you're a job seeker and you're in Seattle, what I tweeted, let me go back to Twitter. I was in my easy chair here a second ago.
Yeah, Harry, I checked that out right after you did it, and it was I found it somehow. So yeah.
You did find it?
Yeah, right away.
Okay. All right, good. Perfect. All right, so this mic is on. Excellent. It works.
Okay, congratulations, everybody. That was an interesting lesson. I got it. I don't know if it was the best recruiting animal show because I didn't get to talk too much. But
well, the good news for you is you got a bunch of stuff that you splice into, a meaningful snippet to promote the show. So
yeah.
There's 45
minutes. Who's
got
a dog there? Who's got a dog? Is Jerry with his fish dogs?
No.
No, that's my dog.
Who are you, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, he can stay on because you did something nice for me. Listen, area code 815, you want to say hi to Craig? No? Okay, I'm just giving you another chance. Okay, Craig, we got about 6 minutes left. Is there something you want? This was a really surprise to me. You can come on again if you want to talk about yourself. This was an interesting show so far. Is there anything you want to talk about in the last 5 minutes, or should I just move along?
Well, we can talk about helping people out on Twitter. I think that's a big deal, and we've actually gotten a lot of traction.
Why don't you give your Twitter name? I don't think we did that.
It's at fishdogs.
Okay,
and
at fishdogs.
Just like it sounds, yeah.
Anybody else want to? And Carla Porter, we give that's KARLA_Porter. Dave, what's your Twitter name?
At David Graziano, GRAZ. IANO. No
Jerry
script.
Albright is JERRY_Albright with one L, right?
Yep.
Anybody else want to give out their Twitter name? Okay. Mine's at animal. Okay. So what were you saying about helping people on Twitter? Go ahead.
Well, that's how you're going to build your following. If you're doing the right things in social media in general, and it's give to get, right? If you're helping people out without really expecting anything in return, you're going to get good returns anyway. We're referring people to other recruiters all over the country when they say, hey, do you know someone in pharmaceutical recruiting in this market? Well, I'd say, well, yeah, I do know somebody, and here's their Twitter address. And you
give me an example. Hold on a second. So what JD is setting up this whole system of splits, and you're just giving referrals away?
Well, I'm not giving referrals away. I'm saying if someone's looking for a job in a certain market and want to know if I know a recruiter there, I'd say
sure. A recruiter, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's different.
Well, and I cultivate a recruiting community as well as a user community or a job seeker community.
Uh-huh. On the same account?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because that's what the job seekers need. So anyone who's interested in, career development or getting a better job or finding a new job, if they're unemployed, whatever, they can come to me, and I not only know a lot of places that they can look for jobs, I know a lot of recruiters all over the country I can refer them to.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know those recruiters just from Twitter?
Mostly, yes. And some of the recruiting networks, too. I mean, recruiting blogs and Talent Bar.
Yeah, but the thing is, you might know some. I know Jerry. Now, I know Jerry fairly well, so I know where he is. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know where 90% of the people I know actually are, and especially on Twitter, where you only see an at sign in their name. Do you always go to their page and memorize their location?
Well, I do. I mean, with most of them, if I have any conversations with them at all, I know where they are. And there's people who actually have it in their name, like Cincy Recruiter. But in TweetDeck, it's real easy to bring up their profile in a quick view, a little window. So.
Okay, so if someone says they're looking for a job in Seattle, will you go on to Twitter, find the recruiters, do that work for the person so you can send it to them and impress them? Is that what you do?
Certainly I'll do that, but not just to impress them. If I don't already follow that recruiter or haven't had any interaction with them, I generally won't just refer them for no reason. I'll send them to the search and say, here's some that I found. I don't know any of these, but I'll tell them if specifically I do know someone, I'll let them know that.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about or say more about that?
Well, I would just say that I appreciate all the support from everybody that came on today, including Jason, who sort of hung up in a huff. I appreciate all you guys helping me out here.
Don't worry, he won't listen to this again.
Yeah, he didn't hang up in a huff. He just,
it's sick. I know, it's good.
He's been here before.
Yeah, you have to be a nice guy.
It's an acquired taste.
Well, that's my question. Do you have to be a nice guy on Twitter all the time? Can't you spank somebody every once in a while? Or, is that going to lose your credibility?
Just search #spank and figure it out yourself.
Yeah, okay. I didn't say I wanted to join a spanking community, okay?
Well, I'm not always necessarily a nice guy. I mean, I do recommend that people have a cocktail at 5 p.m. on Friday every Friday, and that's sort of important, and it's not necessarily just my nice guy recruiter stick going.
Okay. Now,
Hey, Animal?
Oh, yeah.
Let me say, I met Craig through Twitter, and he sought me out because I was struggling with something and threw something out there. Then he went to my blog, and then we direct message phone numbers, and he did exactly what he said that he was going to do. So, and we've never met in person. I know him through cyberspace. Same way with Jerry Albright, and I dialogued with Ami about 15 different times about a post that I put on a blog.
Yeah.
We kind of sought each other out that way. So it does work. But Craig really does follow through. As a matter of fact, I threw him a pharmaceutical sales candidate because I know absolutely nothing about pharmaceuticals except to put him in my mouth when I need to. So,
okay, I know you got an endorsement for him. Somebody sent me something. Check this out now for the show. I don't know what it is. Person's on the show. Want to tell me?
Yes, this is Carla. I sent you a link to – I got a tweet the other day that said that my tweet was on LinkedIn, that I was on LinkedIn about hiring through Twitter. And I was surprised because I'm on LinkedIn a lot and I hadn't seen this. So I went ahead and searched myself. I searched my name under answers, and I found that there's this whole thread, which I sent you the link, about...
That's by Kelly. That's Sorcerer Kelly.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. From Sorcerer Kelly.
That's right. That's
okay, but We gotta sign off now. But I gotta tell you, Craig, I just got a complaint here. Interesting show, but Craig didn't really get to speak too much. I thought he just got a guy telling everybody how fantastic he is.
Yeah,
and that's
no, he should come back on. We got to get
the
guy Mulligan.
I agree.
Because everybody just sort of took over the show because we were learning about Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. This was the best format the guy could have, a fantastic endorsement for himself. Thank you, everybody, for coming on the Recruiting Animal Show.